You know, it really wasn't that long ago that a lot of people were betting that Victory Park was a bust and it was going to go dead. It came on during a recession. There was another bad real estate recession, and it just seemed like it was stung. But the fact is, a group came in just a few years ago, and they have completely revamped Victory, and they've added a whole bunch of real estate space and lots of offices and lots of apartments. And one important element of that came with Tristan Simon. He talked to us a couple of years ago because with his expertise in Cuba Libre and hibiscus and the porch and Victor Tangos, he was going to bring in the food and beverage aspect of it, and he's brought in a lot more than that. Tristan Simon joins us right now. It's good to have you with us. So it's been a long couple of years, I would guess, and it seemed like forever, but you finally, this summer, you got sort of your signature restaurant open and running. How's that going?
Thankfully, we're doing terrific. Billy Cancan's off to a great start. It was the first of a wave of exciting destination restaurants to open down there, and I think it does a pretty good job expressing the sort of the new attitude and ambition of Victory.
So tell me about, because you've been down there solidly for over 2 years now, and you've sort of seen this transformation with the, I don't know, I'd like to say a couple of 100,000 square feet of retail, and seems like every other couple of weeks somebody finishes an apartment house there in an office building. What's the vibe like? Is there traffic, you know, all during the day and the night now?
So it has become much, much more vital in the last 6 months. And just today, I was down there. It's a beautiful day, and kind of walking the streets, and two new exciting restaurants are opening as we speak. Hero by Elias Pope, big 30,000 square foot, 70s themed sports bar and restaurant right on the plaza that's done, in my mind, brilliantly well. And then Dibs, kind of a small plates and bar concept from a couple of very talented nightlife and dining entrepreneurs across from the W. And there were just a bunch of activity going on in conjunction with those two openings, while at the same time, Macero, was sort of hopping and had all of its windows open, and our co-working concept Hatchways is sort of coming down the stretch of construction into sort of a hubbub of activity around that. And you could just really, you sort of looked around and said, wow, like what a difference, you know, a year makes. It felt very, very promising, very vital. And you're just, you know, more and more you're starting to see the vision come to life.
So you've been open long enough now, and I guess I could also ask Sinopolis this, because they have a big fancy theater there, but who's your clientele? Where do they come from?
So, you know, I'd say there's sort of three, I mean, you could slice the audience up a lot of different ways, but maybe the biggest slices would be, you know, there are 10,000 people that live in or adjacent to Victory Park, and you know, and almost all of those residents are living in, you know, pretty high-end apartments and condominiums, and they tend to be 20, 30, and 40 something, you know, singles, as well as, you know, sort of more urban-minded empty nesters, and so they're on the streets, they're out dining 5, 6, 7 nights a week, obviously lifestyle oriented, and so that's your sort of built-in base market. Then, of course, you have the market that comes to you 180 days a year in conjunction with the arena, and that demographic changes, but the heart of it are, you know, Stars and Mavs fans, of course, and so they, you know, manifest on the streets and in the restaurants pretty prominently, and you could, you know, of course, take the arena crowd and sort of slice it into a bunch of different chunks, uh-huh, too. But generally speaking, we are, pulling a really nice and quality set of those folks, you know, down Victory Park Avenue before and after events. And then third, I think it's just really the sort of the foodies and the people that like to Destination Dine, and we're pulling them from all walks, but I think, you know, Oak Cliff, Lakewood, of course, Uptown, and the Park Cities are our primary feeders. So it's kind of a commingling of those three groups.
You know, it's interesting. So much has changed here just in the last couple of years. Obviously, that's become now a legitimate, you know, work, live, play area. And then with the advent of ride sharing, the popular use of Uber and Lyft, does it impact things like planning on parking spaces and how much you need to have available?
Well, it's a great question. I think the answer is yes. I think I can't say that, you know, Victory is less parked than it, you know, would have been 10 years ago, but I do think that the parking dynamic is a lot better functionally today than it was 10 years ago because so many people are choosing to Uber and Lyft. In fact, we see on event nights, just at Billy Kinkin, our restaurant, I bet 30% of the people coming to Billy Kinkin come and go by way of Uber or Lyft, which is pretty remarkable. And we're just seeing it more and more and more. And frankly, you know, if you're coming from the Park Cities or Lakewood and you want to go out to Victory Park for a night, whether you're doing dinner and a movie or a dinner and event at the AAC or a concert at House of Blues followed by a late night bite at one of the restaurants, like, you just, you know, $7 or $8 Uber ride as an alternative to, you know, dealing with parking, whether you're self-parking or valeting and having to think about drinking and driving, it's just such a no-brainer. It's as a district, it's sort of built for it, I guess is my point.
So when we were talking a couple of years ago, as you were sort of envisioning what to do down there, you described what has become Billy Kinkin, and it seemed like it's pretty much as you thought it was going to be a couple of years ago. You also talked about a co-working space that would have a cafe as part of it, and I gather that's in the offering. Then you'd also talked about a small sort of upscale retail marketplace, maybe local goods. So what's your thinking now, 2 years later?
So our co-working and cafe concepts, you know, 6 weeks from opening, so we're coming down the stretch now, and it's called Hatchways, and it is a kind of a very wholesome, day cafe serving, you know, very fresh, kind of forward-thinking breakfast, lunch, and sort of afternoon fare, along with terrific coffee. That combined with what we sort of think of as a high-performance workspace that is really tailored to people who want to do either individually or in a meeting setting their very best work and have sort of an exacting set of expectations and requirements that go with that. And of course, the workspace is amenitized by food and beverage, so you can, you know, reserve any one of, you know, 13 different meeting spaces. They're all sort of, again, highly tailored to specific needs and have those meetings catered in advance or impromptu by the cafe. You can order food anywhere in the workspace and have it run to you. So it's kind of it's an interesting integration of sort of really premium performance-minded workspace and food and beverage. The retail market that you're referring to, we eliminated. We decided probably 6 months after our last conversation on the topic to kind of give up that component in favor of more workspace, because that element was going to be a part of Hatchways originally, and it frankly just got edited out. So Hatchways is, you know, kind of our big focus these days. It's right next to Billy Kinkin. With Billy Kinkin, it sort of takes up the entirety of that kind of mid-block directly across from Sinopolis, and we think it'll we're real excited about it and think it'll make a pretty nice impact.
Well, it's interesting. You're doing a lot of really interesting things. Obviously, with Victory, I know through Open Reviews, you're working out of state and doing more development. We want to hear about that, too. But, Kristen Simon, it's always good to have you with us.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.